Welcome to the Daily EFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Our technical man. Hey.
Hey.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
My goodness. I tell you what, it is amazing all the things that take place. We are going to get this segment available to you today. In our previous program, we had some technical difficulties with trying to get it up. We're going to get it up so you can hear it because it's so significant. Because the president of World Jewish Congress, President Lauder, stood up in Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles and proclaimed that that they will stand with Christians as Christians have stand with them. They will not be silent. And in the undivided city of Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, so powerful. And what we're just talking about was how Mayor Antonio, the I don't know if he's former mayor or not, but the mayor at that time, bringing up a motion to be able to put Jerusalem as the capital of Israel back in the platform because they pulled it out. They pulled it out, and they just voted, as you heard earlier, to be able to do that. And we'll be talking about that in a moment. But understand, we went from this with Russian ships sitting outside and American ships sitting on in the Mediterranean and the Russian fleet behind them when they were making these
jump on the jumbotron.
Yeah, more flexibility. I'll transmit that to Vladimir, and all that was happening at the same time. But now we're looking at a rise of loyalty to the Jews.
Yeah,
and the church is coming out and saying, "Listen, we are going to stand with you. We're not going to be silent." And one of the forerunners of that is he says, this is what he says very specifically: if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. But he also says this. He says that when Jesus was standing in Jerusalem after ministering to the Jews, and he is a Jew, by the way, he said, "Listen, Jerusalem, listen to me." Something like that, right? Matthew 23:37-39. Jesus said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who killed the prophets and stoned the ones sent to you, how often I long to gather you together as a mother hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you weren't willing. Now your house has left you desolate." And realize 60 years ago, 65 years ago, Israel was not like it is today. God has gathered. He says, listen, this is what he says. He says, "For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" And it's his name. And the Christians come in the name Christ. Chuns, by the way, that means Christ follower. Mm-hmm. So we're going in the name of Jesus. When you stand up for Israel in the name of Jesus, you're doing it in his name. And so what we're seeing, what we've heard so far, and President Lauder stand up of the World Jewish Congress and say, you know, blessed are the Christians.
Yeah.
And we're going to stand for the Christians. We're not going to let them be persecuted. And we have the same, we believe in the same God, the same book, same Ten Commandments. And it's like, oh my goodness, this is a sign of soon coming salvation and protection for Israel, for the Jews. And this is an exciting day to watch what's taking place. I encourage you, if you have not yet you stood for Israel in your prayer and your finances and, you know, physically, do it. You can do it by partnering with KUFA. Go to VFNTV.com and we have a link on the front page to be able to connect to them. But also connecting directly with Israel as well. But understand just what he's talking about, Jerusalem, an undivided city and the capital of Israel, and everybody's cheering that on, as we heard in the earlier program with President Lauder. A few months ago in America, they took that out of the platform of our president's platform for his leadership, and they're bringing it back. They're bringing it back. Now they just made a motion, and we're hearing that, as Mayor Antonio, former mayor of L.A., made a motion. They voted to be able to bring it in. And now thank God for this Ohio a minister here who's saying, listen, I want to make a motion to put Jerusalem back in again. Mm-hmm. But listen, I want you to hear this, because they're going to do it no matter what. They're going to push past the desires of their own folks, and they're going to force it to happen. But you'll hear them boo this reality of what a lot of just talk about. Listen to the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This summer, I was proud to serve this party as the Platform Drafting Committee Chair. As the chair, I come before you today to discuss two important matters related to our party's national platform. As an ordained United Methodist minister, I am here to attest and affirm that our faith and belief in God is central to the American story and informs the values we've expressed in our party's platform. In addition, President Obama recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and our party's platform should as well. Mr. Chairman, I have submitted my amendment in writing, and I believe it is being projected on the screen for the delegates to see. I move adoption of the amendment as submitted and shown to the delegates.
A motion has been made. Is there a second? Is there any further discussion?
And this is the motion. You have to understand. It's Amendment 1, page 32, line 48. John, can you read that?
We need a government that stands up for the hopes, values, and interests of working people and gives everyone willing to work hard the chance to make the most of their God-given potential.
Because that was removed from the platform, and they put that back in, God-given potential. Now, what's the second amendment they're voting on here? Page 33, line 26.
Page 63.
Page 63.
Jerusalem is and will remain the capital of Israel. The parties have agreed that Jerusalem is a matter for final status, I believe. Final status negotiations.
In other words, it has to be in the negotiations that they are the capital of Israel.
It should remain an undivided city accessible to people of all faiths.
Right, right.
Which is extremely important because they're trying to divide the city of Jerusalem.
Right, right, right. You might be able to even see it eventually. There you go. And that's the actual amendment that they flashed up before everybody. So everybody's seeing the amendment. And now they're going to vote on it. Mm. They're bringing it up for a vote. And this is what President Lauder just talking about. You got to see this. Listen up.
Hearing none, the matter requires a two-thirds vote in the affirmative. All those delegates in favor say aye. All those delegates opposed, say no.
All those no's were just saying, no, we don't want to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Mm-hmm. We wanted to remove that from the God-given.
Yeah, God and Jerusalem.
God and Jerusalem, both those things. But, matter of fact, leave it on. If we could leave that on. There you go. Listen up.
In the opinion of the, let me do that again.
He's taken it again because in the context of that, they just said no. Mm-hmm. They just said no. I need to clarify it. Did you just vote Jerusalem out and God out of the platform? Listen up.
All of those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
He's just baffled. He doesn't know what to do because they just realized you just said no to God and you said no to Jerusalem as the capital. What do you do with that? And these are Americans. These are our fellow citizens saying this and doing this. And this mayor is like kind of stunned. Now you're going to see a lady come alongside of her, those that are watching. He's going to prophesy. He's going to prophesy about you got to give them what they want. Listen to what she says quietly in the background to his right ear.
I guess.
You've got a rule, and then you've got to let them do what they're going to do.
You got a rule. And you got to let them do what they're going to do. This is America. This is America saying these things.
I'll do that one more time. All those delegates in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those delegates opposed say no.
No.
In the opinion of the chair, two-thirds have voted in the affirmative. The motion is adopted. And the platform has been amended as shown on the screen. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now, Governor Strickland, thank you again for your service.
They are just booed. They booed God.
Wow.
They booed God, and they booed having Jerusalem as a capital. But we just heard now at the Feast of Tabernacles how powerful this is, that the Christians and the Jews are realizing we got each other.
We got each other's back.
Yeah.
And I'm for you. You're for me. We're both for God, and we can do this thing together. And that's a huge sign of the Lord's return, soon return coming back. And that's why it's so powerful. So you're looking at this big thrust of darkness when you see Americans saying, hey, we don't want God in our platform. We don't want Jerusalem, you know, God's city, to be the capital of Israel. We want to divide it. And what President Lauder just said, he said, the undivided city, he's saying, this is just it. This is how it is. And this is a very exciting moment in time because when the Jews start saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, you're going to see Jesus again. And our Lord is coming back. He's coming back for his people. And he's going to save Israel. And those are exciting days. And speaking of that, now you're starting to see a rise in loyalty and passion for Israel, which they call Zionism, but that probably doesn't make a lot of sense to people hearing that word, but it's the rise of like, hey, I'm for Israel.
And for the state, the Jewish state, the Israel, you know, they deserve their homeland. And one of the people that have been on the forefront of leading, helping American Christians really have a voice in supporting Israel and Zionism, right, is John Hagee, Pastor John Hagee out of Texas. And he started an organization some time back called CUFI, Christians United for Israel. And Chrism Magazine's reporting that right now they presently have 1.6 million members. It is one of the largest pro-Israel, not one, I'm sorry, the largest pro-Israel support groups, basically, in America. John Hagee alone is reported that he's been able to raise over $80 million to Israeli charities. And it's just huge what's been happening and how this is being encouraged and how so many people, and Christians in particular, are supporting and getting behind Israel and the Jewish people. But this article continues to go back that this actually started back in the 19th century with some of the world leaders, with Winston Churchill and Harry Truman. If you remember, we've talked about it before, President Harry Truman was the one that really recognized, I believe it was less than 10 minutes after the president, the first president of Israel, declared them Jewish state, Harry Truman, about 11 minutes later, sent out a report, a telegram, I believe, and said, yes, we recognize Israel as a state. And it was absolutely powerful. And so we want to encourage you, listen, support Israel, support the Jewish people, and support organizations like Christians United for Israel. I mean, they have a staff. It's reported on their website of less than about 25 people, and they have about 40 pro-Israel events a month. It's the largest pro-Israel organization in the U.S., and they're consistently giving you updates, consistently letting you know what's happening in Israel. And their main, one of their main objectives is to help Christians get mobilized and to speak to our elected representatives in Congress about making laws and passing laws, basically, that are in favor of Israel. They're not going to, you know, like, for instance, what's going on right now with these sanctions is horrible.
Yes.
And CUFI is getting behind it saying, listen, talk to your congressman. Let them know we do not ease these sanctions off of Iran, because Israel is going to be a sitting duck, and they're going to, you know, get these bombs that Iran is
nuclear. You know. Nuclear. Well, when we get back from this break, we're going to give you a detailed description of what it means to ease these sanctions in regards to that, so you can have some evidence to talk about when you're talking to your congressman and your senator about that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You have your interests and hobbies, but what if those get in the way of having a good marriage? This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and here's psychologist Dr. Julie Slattery.
I think a woman then views her husband as being immature, and her job is to get him to take life more seriously. But what she doesn't realize is that that's a sign of immaturity in her own life, that I have to fix him. And by trying to fix the marriage, she's actually sabotaging things. And that deeper issue is, how is God calling each of you to maturity? And for a woman, that might be learning to trust the Holy Spirit, learning to believe in this man who still has aspects of immaturity. We all do.
It's good to remember we all have room to grow, and that God's interested in working in our lives for His glory. You'll find more trusted encouragement to help your relationship thrive at focusonthefamily.com/marriage.
If you haven't yet gone to the front of VFNTV.com, and there's a big link right there in the middle that says visit our sponsors. I want you to go there and just, you see them, you go there, click on visit our sponsors, and you'll see them, and they just continue coming in. We just thank God for our sponsors and our partners. And our partners are those who partner with us prayerfully and financially every single month, giving a financial gift. And our sponsors and underwriters are those businesses and ministries who stand up and say, listen, we too want to stand up for God and country in that order and for Israel. And you can see them all. And it's there for a reason. It's there so you can know, you know what? If I need a particular product or a particular service, and I want to stand with those who are standing up for country, God and country, and Israel, I'm going to go to VFNTV.com, and I'm going to see, is there a sponsor there right now? And if you provide a business or a service, and you're not up, you need to do it. You need to say, hey, I want to be one of the ones that people come to. I want them to know, when you buy our service, when you buy our product, you are saying, I stand with VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program because I truly want to be able to keep the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, which is a command from God for us. And the hope for America is the light of God's word, the light of truth. And we're standing together. So you can go to VFNTV.com, click on visit our sponsors, and you can see firsthand, not only that, but maps on how to get to them and so much other. Thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our partners. And God bless.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and Christian Television Network. Yeah, Merry Christmas to everybody that's out there. We just pray a blessing over your Christmas season. We are excited to hear what's taking place in Jerusalem with the president of Christian World Christian Congress. President Lauder has just said, you know, in prophesying about our relationship between the Christian and the Jews. And we're going to get some insight because the rise of Zionism and the loyalty towards the nation of Israel and the Jews is important because at the same time, you're seeing things cranked up a notch against JJ, against the Jews and Jesus, just against the Jews and Christians. And we just had that with Mayor Antonio, in, former mayor of L.A., I believe, when they begin to boo God and Jerusalem being the capital there. Mm-hmm. But now it's gone this far. It's gone this far. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. But listen up. They're talking about easing the sanctions on Israel's neighbor right here, which the prime minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, is saying this is the worst thing that could ever have happened.
Historic mistake.
Historic mistake. Forced him to go to the king of the north, forced him to go to the president of Russia and to ask for help. The former prime minister of Israel is discouraging him to stand. And he goes, well, I'm going to stand and I'm not going to be silent. And it looks like it's a rise of folks, the true folks that are going to stand in this, these days. You know, the true folks that stand for God and that stand for Jesus in these days are going to stand up for God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And awesome. So listen, this talking about what does it mean, these sanctions being eased? Because they break it down in just 2 minutes. They break it down so you can talk to your congressman or your senator and call your senator and just say, listen, and let them know how you feel about this, because this is the reason why the prime minister of Israel is saying, listen, we cannot believe these guys. The current president of Iran is the one that's known for his pulling the wool over the eyes of President George Bush about the whole thing. I mean, that's what he's known. He's known for that. But listen up. This is the facts about the sanctions being lifted off Iran and how significant this is to Israel and the world.
In 1979, the pro-Western government of Iran was deposed by religious fanatics led by the Ayatollah Khomeini. Under Khomeini's government, anti-American demonstrations became the norm. 55 Americans were captured from the U.S. Embassy and held hostage for more than a year. Khomeini defended the kidnapping, saying the USA is the foremost enemy of Islam. It is a terrorist state by nature that has set fire to everything, everywhere. He also preached that Islam says, kill the non-Muslims and put them to the sword. The current supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, also hostile, announced the Iranian people's hatred for America is profound. Other Iranian leaders have indicated their hatred for the West and their thirst for violence. The current leader of Hezbollah, a group armed by Iran, has repeated the Iranian mantra toward the U.S., saying, "Our hostility to the great Satan America is absolute. Death to America will remain our reverberating and powerful slogan." Ali Larijani, current speaker of the Iranian parliament, has also voiced a hatred of the United States, saying that the time has come for the disappearance of the West from the face of the universe. With the recent election of Hassan Rouhani as president of Iran and his subsequent charm offensive, the Obama administration has expressed hope in a new partnership with Iran. But is Rouhani really a moderate looking to make peace? In 1995, Rouhani said, "The beautiful cry of death to America unites our nation." And when he was on the campaign trail this year, he claimed that saying death to America is easy. We need to express death to America with action. Now is not the time to loosen sanctions. If we fail to defend ourselves now, by 2014, it may be too late. Call your senators today and tell them to keep tough economic sanctions in place until the threat from Iran is totally dismantled.
This is amazing. You can see this if you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, VFN torch. And this will arm you with facts so you can talk. And most of the Congress, most of the Senate have historically stood for Israel. And it's just very strange days. But if this is how Iran feels, and understand the Ayatollah and the religious leader there is the one reportedly that's over the whole nation, and they choose who the candidate's going to be for president, and then they let people vote on the ones that they choose. Well, in the context of that, they hate Israel. I mean, they hate Israel and they hate America. They said that quote, that the USA is the foremost enemy of Islam.
Wow.
And we're embracing Islam, when that's how they see us in the context of that, this particular reported apocalyptic government, as they put it. And the Hezbollah is right in there with the same, being funded by Iran. These are the ones in Syria. And it's like, wow, this makes no sense. And that's what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is saying. This is a horrific, historic mistake. Less this. Unless you're an enemy of God and you're an enemy of the original intent of America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people can have a different vision for America, but if you hate who America was and who America, it's our founding documents, our founding principles, and all of our rights coming from God, then you can say, at the same time, people can say, hey, I'm for America. But at the same time, they could be against the way America, where we came from, our roots.
Mm-hmm.
And what they could be saying is, I'm for a different America. I see things differently. I don't know, fundamentally transformed. We need a transformational, as the selection committee said in 2007 or whatever. They said in the JFK library, we need a transformational time.
Right.
And I truly believe this is these folks that are doing all this stuff in the world right now. And these different leaders in different places are just pawns, if you would, in the context of that. And understand this, that the four blood moons began in 2014, and they're saying that it's gonna be tragic in 2014. Well, everything's coming to a head. I mean, I've never seen so many things coming to a head in 2014. And the moons, the four blood moons that we will be talking about by God's grace before they begin, is it begins in tears.
Mm.
It begins in tears, and only tears for the Jews and the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
And if we survive that, and a lot of people didn't survive the last four moons, but those that did survive, it ends up good. I mean, it ended up with Israel in Jerusalem. But it began with Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And but this, the Iran is, they say that, you know, their roots are, America is the foremost enemy of Islam. And now we have leaders that are saying, according to Congressman Michelle Bachmann, reported by her, that they're removing anything, any negative content about Islam in any of our FBI libraries, our CIA libraries, the criminal aspect right. of it. And we're no longer identifying our enemy when they're saying, listen, we are your enemy. I mean, they're saying, we are your enemy. Mm-hmm. We want to destroy you. We think you guys are our foremost enemy. And now we're going over there and easing the sanctions. And look, this is what the sanctions, it enables that. And so that's why Benjamin Netanyahu says that this is a historic mistake. And now they're opening up even reportedly more centrifuges and more, because now they have this open permission. They're just like letting crank.
But yeah, what year it was, but they started out with about 168 of them, and now there are over 19,000 of them.
During the time of the sanctions, this has happened. So we're easing it up. So if that happened with the sanctions on,
can you imagine?
Imagine what's going to happen when they're all driving a Ford, you know, when the Ayatollah shows up. And
what sanctions really mean, right, if we understand this right, is they're not getting any money. They're not getting any U.S. or international type money that's been supporting them. But now my understanding is about at least immediately $7 billion is going to be released.
Right.
And hundreds
right. people just start doing business with them.
Hundreds of billions are to follow.
And what I believe they were looking for, and what's reported that they're looking for, is legitimacy. They weren't looking. They got oil coming out of the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They have finances in the context of what they want to do. They have no problem squeezing off their own society and fulfilling the regime's desires, because they did all that during the sanction times when the people needed finance. But the context of they needed legitimacy, and what just happened with our current leadership in America, we just gave them legitimacy in their own minds. We just gave them legitimacy. An enemy of Israel, an enemy of America, never even going as far reportedly as going to talk with them and meet with them, embracing them, who are saying they want to do away with us. What the good thing about this is, it's forcing or bringing to pass an end time prophecy of saying that, where you have the president of the World Jewish Congress, President Lauder, standing up and says, blessed is he, basically, that comes in the name of the Lord. We're going to stand with the church. Mm. Christians have stand with us. We're going to stand with the Christians. We're not going to let this go on. We're not going to be silent anymore.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them at VFNTV.com. Visit our sponsors today. We have all their contact information, their phone numbers, their web addresses. They're ready to hear from you. Visit our sponsors and partners at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today. It's you partnering with us, giving and sowing financially, that makes this all possible. VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
John, do you know the VFNTV app is out, right? I think it's 4.0, man.
4.0.
That is so cool. And they're doing a wonderful job at designing it and putting it together. And yes. Everything that we're saying and doing is available now on the VFNTV app. All you got to do is go to your app store, type in VVictor, VFNTV, and it just shows up. Or you can go to VFNTV.com and click on the appropriate store, whichever one you actually have your phone with. But it's so important. You can listen to highlights. You can listen to the programs. You can listen to us live. We're live 24/7, 7 days a week. And some encouraging words, any prophetic words that are coming out, you know, God's news behind the news. It's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news, you know. Listen, get the app. It's totally free, by the way. Go to your app store and find it today. Just type in VFNTV. It'll pop up. Download it for free or go to VFNTV.com.
Welcome to the daily VFN radio program. Well, we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome you to VFN Radio on VFN TV and Christian Television Network around the nation, around the world. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
If you've been listening to today's program, and this is our last of four programs today, we'll be on all day long on VFNTV.com or on your app as well. But know this, that... my goodness, Israel, the president of the Jewish World Congress, is standing up President Lauder in saying, we're going to stand with the Christians. The Christians stand with it. Blessed are the name. It's basically these prophesying in Jerusalem. The very place that Jesus said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And just, you're looking at like end time fulfillment. So I just want to encourage you that these hard times coming and that we're seeing and that has arrived for many in the world, but it's arriving for America as well. This is not going to go undealt with. I mean, it's just not going to go undealt with. I know that Billy Graham said at one time that it's reported that he said that if God doesn't deal with America, he'll have to apologize to those he has dealt with in the past.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, and that, but this is way beyond it. That's Sodom and Gomorrah is nothing compared to what we've done now to Israel, what we've done in the world, what we've done to Jesus, what we've done to, it's like, my goodness. And at the nation being turned over to itself, but understand the purpose of that is to bring salvation and to be saved. And but you can catch that on the earlier programs. We're going to have a prophetic word by Jim Baker we're going to be having for you today on today's program. But also, I don't know if you got a chance to read The Torch and the Sword. It's a prophetic encounter that Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministries had. But he talks about, and this is real good, I mean, it is eye-opening. And it confirms what we say all the time about abiding, you know, abide, 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 abide. And if you haven't begun to abide, we have a simple plan for you at iabide.org. Listen, you want to begin to abide because it's in the presence of God. It's being with him. Life makes sense. It doesn't make sense anymore. It's too heavy. It's too hard. It's too complicated. On and on and on, you keep on going with the adjectives outside of the one who created life itself. And but when you spend time with God, life makes sense. And he directs you, you know, he directs. But he talks about in part of this prophecy where he's encountering this particular man, and he's talking about this fire, you know, this fire of God's presence lights the sea, the water on fire. And when you talk about water and the sea, and prophetically speaking, you're talking about the sea of humanity. And in this, they did see, I mean, he did actually see, it's just a whole bunch of folks, you know. Mm-hmm. And when you see people, when you're in stadiums and all, they always say, let's do the wave. Because it looks like water. It looks like water when you have, you're in the Saints game waiting for a score. Let's do something. What are we going to do?
Waiting for a long time.
Yeah, right.
Got nothing better.
That's where the wave was actually in the bag days. You know?
Yeah.
But they, and so you do a wave because it looks like water. Mm-hmm. And so when God speaks about us in the context of the mass us, is he talks about the sea of humanity. And when you see about, you know, the things that we've been hearing on today's programs, and you got to catch them if you haven't, that this is not going to go, from what God is showing us, and what God is showing me and showing others, I mean, God is good, but he's so good that he'll keep his word. You know, you have those fathers that say, you know, when we get home, you're going to get it. And they're not going to get it. They know they're not going to get it.
Right.
But then you have those fathers that say, you know, I'm busy right now, but I'm going to get with you on this. And like 3 days later, all of a sudden he sits down with you and goes, do you remember back in June? It's like, oh, great. I thought, you know, that's a good father because he's letting you know that that's something. He's going to keep his word. And, you know, God being a God of his word, understand that I'm not even going to talk about some things that have happened in the past because it would just create our motives. People would kind of misinterpret our motives. But the reality is God puts a grace over us, even when we're ignorant, if we're doing things in the right way. And but if all of a sudden we just go against God, like Herod did, like other like presidents have in the past, because Harry Truman did sign the paperwork for Israel in the United Nations for them charter becoming a nation, but right prior to him being president was a president who said it'll never happen. And he died 2 weeks after saying that. And as many things that has been done, as many things that has been done to Israel, to God's name, to the body of Christ, tough times are coming. They're coming. But understand, in that, it's going to be a harvest. It's going to be a great harvest that's coming. But he talks about the sea of humanity in it, and this the presence of God is going to set the sea of humanity on fire, but the people aren't going to be burned up. But what is going to be burnt up is the hay, wood, and stubble. The hay, wood, and stubble spoken about in Luke 12:49. And by the way, I mean, I'm always a firm believer. Like, if there's any hay, wood, and stubble,
hey,
I am way too tired. If I'm wasting my energy on right. hay, you
let
know,
me
right?
know now. Let's get the matching.
Right, right, right.
I'll join you.
right, and so this fire, and I say that because I know that, you know, share with the prophetic encounter you had about the sea and the wave and the humanity in the wave.
Oh yes, but. Maybe a month ago, a few months ago now, I had this vision where I saw a lady and a man standing at the shore and
of a beach of a water
right, of a beach
of a sea.
And but by the way, what I saw was in grayscale, black and white, and they were just holding hands. She had a red shirt, a red sweater on, and out of nowhere. This huge.
It's important to understand that. This is what we're seeing over and over again. It's the out of the suddenly. It's the suddenlies. Mm-hmm. You suddenly, it overtakes you. Suddenly this yeah. thing comes. And it's not, I mean, we've been saying it, so it's not suddenly for us, but it's going to be suddenly for most.
Yeah. So out of nowhere, this huge, colossal wave, if you will. I mean, it's so hard to describe, but it was just huge. And it rose up. And it just came crashing down with such ferociousness. I mean, I don't know what word to use, but that's a great word. Such mm-hmm. ferociousness and violence that they made an attempt. I saw as it was coming down, they made an attempt to try to dodge it and ran. They grabbed each other's hands and were kind of running towards me as I was looking mm-hmm. out. And their attempt was like foolish because right. the minute yeah. they grabbed their hands to make a dash, this wave came with such violence. It crashed. They were completely gone, lost in this sea of water that was coming on shore. But as I looked closely into the water, there were actually people inside the water screaming. And they were just, you know, screaming and wailing, and it was just pushing right through. Well, as this water made landfall, I continued to watch the direction in which the water was flowing, and my head turned to the left in this vision. And then the next kind of scene I saw was the water kind of just, you know, going low and going and drawing back into the ocean. And still there was, you know, kind of a low sea, if you will, a body of water on land. And I saw one dead body kind of floating in the water. And then my attention was drawn to these kind of like mountains in a distance, but it weren't really mountains, more like hills. And the first thing that I thought of was looks like a sand dunes on the Gulf Coast. You have these white sand dunes, and I that's what it looked like. And as I continued to look at them, I looked closer, and as I saw closer, it was wasn't sand. It was actually dead bodies piled up, and these were huge. And it was I can't even count or remember how many of those sand dune type mountains were all around as I was gazing out into, you know, the open field. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing. But just as suddenly, just as quick as that wave came and that ferociousness made landfall, it was over. It was destruction, there was death, and there were bodies piled everywhere.
And you're thinking about the sea of humanity. Mm-hmm. This is how serious this is going on. That there's going to be a response. And there was a day, by the way, when things would happen against Israel or against America, there was a response, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's like, hold on. I think it's coming. Response. It would happen. And, but there's about to be a response from heaven. Mm-hmm. And the very fact that the Christians and the Jews are coming together and standing, you know, that huge response, but understand, so that some of the things that God showed Rick Joyner, and he writes about in his book, The Torch and the Sword, the things that he has shown, John, as he was talking about the sea of humanity, and he's shown over and over again, when you see this huge water and these huge waves and tidal waves, that's people. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. people. What he showed me when I was on sabbatical was, I was in, I think, North Carolina, and in the center of the United States, they were waiting for, they were looking at this little thin tornado-looking cloud. I mean, it was like a real thin, pencil-thin-looking cloud, or tornado, and so they were unintimidated by it. And they watched it and looked for it, and they wouldn't even look at it in the sky because the whole sky was just black with storm, you know, clouds. But out of it came this little thin tornado, so people were just kind of watching it, kind of were amazed by it. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the United States, when they're watching this thin tornado, the entire sky falls. The sky falls, this whole huge, the whole darkness, clouds and all, it just all comes straight down and hits the earth. Well, the earth, as God's shown me, it turns into water. It's like, it's still the earth, but it's now it's like liquid. And so when it hits, all of a sudden this huge wave begins and it starts coming towards the people who were just watching and is covering, going west, I believe it was. And it's like over and over again. And you know, Pat, what the Lord had shown you in the context of the sun dropping in the sea, share that in the context of this.
Yeah, I remember looking out into the, I was in this, like a beach house kind of thing. There's glass all the way across the back of it, and it was facing the ocean.
Again, the sea of humanity.
Mm-hmm. And I remember just looking out into the sky and looking at the sun, and then all of a sudden it just falls out of the sky and hits.
The sun. The star.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, and hits the water, and then gradually I just start to see.
Well, hits the sea.
Yeah,
hits humanity. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then I look in the distance, and I start to see, you know, waves coming. So I'm like, you know, frantically running around, you know, trying to make sure everybody was okay. And I went into another room, checked on my mother, and came back, and then the waves started to come into the house, and I'm like putting stuff up higher to, you know, trying to save things. And then you just see wave after wave after wave. It's just like this, you know, building up to this, almost like a tsunami, like you were talking about. And that's when the dream ends.
And so, you know, this is over and over again. There's so many different dimensions of what he's sharing. But understand that this fire that gets set does not consume the people, but it consumes the things that's been consuming us.
Mm.
It purifies God's folks. It purifies us. And he talks about it in 1 Peter chapter 1. He says, in verse 6, he says, in this, talking about our awesome relationship with the Lord, we can greatly rejoice with that. Though now, for a little while, we may have to suffer griefs of many kinds and trials. Think about that. We have to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. Grief and trials. Fires. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. I mean, think about what we're talking about today. That the president of the World Jewish Congress is standing up in Jerusalem at the Feast of Tabernacles saying, blessed is he, in so many words, he comes in the name of the Lord, the Christians, Jesus followers. We have this whole thing converging, taking place right here. Our faith has to be tested before he's revealed. And so this is a soon coming. You won't see me again. Do you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? So you're looking at the soon revealing of our Lord, which will come with great times of testing and great times of trial, where our faith, more precious than gold, though refined by the fire. Understand, the fire is a purifying fire that gets rid of the hay, wood, and stubble in our life. I encourage you, begin to abide with God now. Go to iabide.org. And he will lead you out of all the hay, wood, and stubble. So there will be no need for that to come over your life. And if it does, it won't affect you because you're not going to be consumed. But your hay, your wood, and your stubble that you may be leaning on, depending on, it will hurt you if you're hanging onto that. But if you can let everything go and just have God, everything's going to be good. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out, And in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.
Here we are. Yes, VFNTV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's like a call. It's like a college, you know, radio program, right? It's like, hey, our today's program is going to be. Now this is the most exciting dude around. Right?
I know what happened.
He gets up in the morning and he looks at his toothpaste and goes, "I'm so excited!" And he rubs his hands together and he comes on the radio. He's like, "Good morning, good morning." Well, I just want to say
No comment. We'll just leave it there.
And no comment.
Like, and he still won't leave it.
I was like, I don't know. Come back to us.
Come back, Sanguine.
Sanguine. It's what it is, because the personality conference hasn't happened yet. Once he teaches it, then he can watch
then
it.
Then he wakes up.
Yeah, we're just waiting for him. We're figuring, you know, by the time we're like 1,000 years in heaven, you know, and it's like, we know already, we're in heaven. We have the mind of Christ. And I was like, we got it. You're a Sanguine. Right. Do you remember the day that you found out you were a Sanguine? Do you remember that?
Yes.
You were in such deep denial that life was over your head. Yeah. But it doesn't really.
Remember, I thought I was melancholy.
Right. Oh, and only a Sanguine could convince himself of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. Only a Sanguine.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and just pray a blessing over your family, and just pray that we'll all remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. And I encourage you, you know, do the things that you do that brings remembrance of what the season is about and the giving. And if you missed the segment that we had on VFN Radio the other day, you need to find out about, you know, what Christmas is about. And hopefully it's related to the segment. You can go to the VFN Torch and find it. But what your tree can represent, what the lights can represent, what the gifts can represent when you're talking about the things of God. But continuing in regards to this conversation, what God's revealing to us, this is not going to go undealt with. My prayer is, and my desire is, that somehow, you know, grace will just come and mercy will just happen and somehow we'll come out of it. But I have to default to the fact is, am I willing for all these souls to go to hell so that I don't go through any pain? Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's what it boils down to. And the thing is, Lord, we pray that everybody would come to know you, that as many as possible during our lifetime, that you would use us and all your body to be able to bring in this harvest, this end time harvest, and whatever you know has to happen, Lord, we will not, this is what we talk about in the book of Revelation, dear God, that you would give us a grace not to be offended by your judgments, not to be offended how you handle things, because you are our leadership. Mm-hmm. In the context of that, it makes me think of a prophetic word given by Jim Baker, Listen up, talking about the church, what God showed him, Jim Baker.
As we close this with this scripture, I was cutting the vines off the bushes outside of my bedroom window. I told you I'm taking out garbage and doing those kinds of things, but God can speak to you. Sometimes he has to get your attention. I was washing the windows in the bedroom because my wife said they were dirty. So I had this ladder. I actually fell off the ladder, which was probably knocked some sense into me. But I was on a slant like this. But I noticed the vines had crawled over. We have these beautiful gardenia bushes. And so there was vines all over these gardenia bushes. It looked green. It looked prosperous. It looked healthy. But I noticed when you'd walk by it, one of those vines would come out and had some briars on it. Every kind of weed vine that you could think of was growing there in what I thought were camellia bushes, because I'd seen some camellias pop up once in a while. And so I began to pull the green off the bushes, the vines. And the more I pulled them out, the more I realized there was hardly anything left underneath. It was a weed. It was a killer green, bright green weed growing all over the beautiful camellia bushes. I kept pulling them out. I kept cutting them down. I kept pulling them out. And finally, by the time I got underneath the window, not one of the camellia bushes under the window was even yet alive. It was dead, but it looked alive. It was green and prosperous looking and big and bushy. But when I took out the killer vines and the weeds, there was little left of the sweet smelling flower bush. So I trimmed it back and cut it out. There was a couple little bushes with a few little straggly green leaves trying to hold on. And God said to me, Jim, I want you to tell this on New Year's Eve. Because this is an example of a lot of religion today. It looks green and prosperous and big, but it's dying inside. The world has come in and grown over and crept in and wound away all through the church. And it's taking the very life. And it looks prosperous, but inside is death. And these are the scriptures I leave you with. Revelation 3:13, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. God Almighty says, you make me sick till I want to throw up when you're lukewarm. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Say hallelujah. 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 The trial of your faith is more precious than gold. God's getting you ready for something. God's wanting to get your garments white. God wants to get the weeds cut back. He says, buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Everybody has this as a salvation scripture, and it's not even salvation. He's trying to get to the backslidden church. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Jeremiah 22:21, I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidst, I will not hear. This has been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. There is a church that looks prosperous, but inside is death. God is pruning. God is disciplining. God is knocking. Let's open our hearts.
This is so such a timely word. And as we're closing today's program, hay, wood, and stubble. What have we made idols? What have we said is God that's not God? We need to turn. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven and heal our land. Listen, it's time to stand for God. It's time to stand for Israel. It's time to stand for the church. Listen, that's all that will be standing at the end. And that's who you want to be. You want to be the right side of history? Is this like the president said of the World Christian Congress? You need to stand with Israel. Stand with God.
We want to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, we even have a map. We want to thank all of our sponsors and our partners. Become a partner today. Listen, your financial gifts, your sowing, partnering with us, helps us to take the gospel all around the world. Let's do this together. Let's keep the conversation light. VFNTV.com, partner today. We want to give a special thanks to our sponsors and our partners. Visit VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you. Phone numbers, web addresses, we even have a map. We want to thank all of our sponsors and our partners. Become a partner today. Listen, your financial gifts, your sowing, partnering with us, helps us to take the gospel all around the world. Let's do this together. Let's keep the conversation light. VFNTV.com, partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.